Hi, everybody. It's time for your Landed Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, last week, the Pet and Livestock Protection Act, introduced by Representatives Tom Tiffany of Wisconsin and Lauren Boebert of Colorado, passed the House on a bipartisan vote. The legislation would reissue the 2020 rule, delisting gray wolves in the lower 48, and ensure that the delisting can't be overturned in federal court ever again. Shortly after the announcement, I talked with Public Lands Council President and Colorado rancher Tim Canterbury, who told me the science is very clear and gray wolves have long since recovered and remain listed only because of political pressure from animal activist groups.
Russell, you're absolutely right. What a huge win this would be. You know, the science has been behind the removal of the gray wolf for decades now. Since 1975, when the gray wolf was listed, it has recovered over 300%. My goodness, what a relief to ranchers across the West.
Of course, the measure now heads to the U.S. Senate for consideration there, and then on to President Trump for his signature into law. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.